أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعله دكا وكان وعد ربي حقا وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون السمع صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah 98 to 101 of Surah Al-Kahf. The previous ayat we discussed Dhul-Qarnain, building that wall made of iron, and then on top of that molten copper. And he made it clear to the people that Ya'juj, Ma'juj, Gog and Magog will never be able to surmount, scale this wall, and they will not be able to pierce, penetrate through it. قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّي. Now he tells the people that this is a great rahmah, a great mercy, kindness from my Rabb. Ya Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahimahumullah has shown us a very important lesson. فَمَا أُوْتِيْتُهُ مِنْ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given Qarun all that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given, we know the treasures and all of that, then his statement was that all of this has been given because of knowledge that I possessed. In other words, in our terms, my own assiduity, my own intelligence, my own way of working, I know how to conduct business, I know how to do all of this. This is the example of Qarun. But here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Dhul-Qarnain, and this is the real and true example that each and every one needs to know and we need to follow, is that whatever Allah has given us, it is a great rahmah, it is a great mercy from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. At the very beginning, it was mentioned already that He taught us humility, He taught us how to turn our hearts towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, apart from the fact of ruling with justice, kindness, and with the knowledge that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given. So He says, قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّي, that this is a great rahmah from my Rabb, that whatever has been done to create this barrier, this barricade between the people and Ya'juj, Ma'juj, it can be nothing but the rahmah of Allah. However, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي, when the wa'da, when the promise of my Rabb comes, then جَعَلَهُ دَكَّى, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bring this entire wall into pieces. دَكَّى, something that it becomes like dust, something that is absolutely decomposed. That is again the great kudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in actual fact, we find in the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making reference to the emergence of Ya'juj, Ma'juj. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam would have come, Dajjal would have come, Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam would have confronted and overpowered Dajjal at Babul Lud, that is in Palestine. And now the entire situation, the entire story of Dajjal would come to an end, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will reveal to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam that take the believers to Mount Tur. Take them to Mount Tur because there is the emergence of such of my slaves that nobody will be able to stand and withstand the force of such people. And hence Isa alayhi salatu wa salam taking this command from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, taking the believers on Mount Tur, in the riwayat it comes in Muslim Sharif, others will go to other places of safety, and then this Ya'juj Ma'juj will emerge. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that they will create fasad on the earth, And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says they will come to a place when they will think that they had overpowered and they had totally destroyed all humanity on the surface of this earth. And then they will turn towards the people of the sky and they will shoot the arrows, whatever it would mean in those days, towards the sky. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make it return with blood at the tips of these arrows or whatever else it could have been, it would be, and they would think that now they had conquered the people of the earth, they've conquered the people of the sky. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, together with the believers, will begin to make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, implore him to remove this fitna of Ya'juj, Ma'juj. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cause a kind of plague, a worm that will attack the necks of Ya'juj, Ma'juj, and then they will begin to fall flat onto the earth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when Isa alayhi salatu wa salam would know now they are all dead, then he will see that there will not be a space of one hand span this much on earth that will be free of the bodies of Ya'juj, Ma'juj. But obviously the bodies are going to decompose, there's going to be a stench, there's going to be a smell. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send down some kind of a creature, a bird. The necks of that will be like camels. And then they, like cranes, will pick up the bodies of Ya'juj, Ma'juj and throw it into the sea. Then a rain will come and that will clear the air, it will clear the ground. So hence this is the reference that is being made over here, that wada, that promise of Allah Ta'ala is such that they will not remain forever and ever behind those barriers, but there will be the emergence of Ya'juj, Ma'juj. وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقَّى. And the wada, the promise of my Rabb is true. وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and we will leave some of them on that day surging upon others. Yamuju, in actual fact, like how waves are formed. They will surge over each other. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. And then of course, the day of Qiyamah will come, the trumpet will be blown. فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا. And we will gather all of them, a great gathering. This will be, whether it is Ya'juj, Ma'juj, whether it is insan, jinn, all of them Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring on the plains of Hashar. وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا. And we will present on that day the fire of Jahannam for the disbelievers. الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِ. Those people whose eyes were curtained and veiled from my remembrance, the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this entire life. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent the message, but there are those whose eyes are veiled, cannot see this message of Allah. وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ السَّمْعَ. And they were neither able to hear in this world the message of Allah because of their own arrogance. So such is the description then of those who disbelieved in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.